Sunday in early Yuralis Adar Beis. There's a din. If you're eating a regular meal on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to wash up until Shal Asiris. You look in the calendar to see when Shal Asiris is. These calendars have every Friday, it says, I think on the other side, on the top page, it says when Shal Asiris. But there's a din that to eat an unusually large seuda, a seuda, and you can even wash up until Shal Asiris. But to eat an unusually large seuda, then you can't on Friday, even in the morning. And the reasons variously given, you won't be able to eat l'tei oven on Shabbos, or it's a zilzul to Shabbos, or you won't be preparing for Shabbos properly. But it all has to do with covered Shabbos. So seuda gedola yoser meharogil, more than you used to, so that you can't have. The exception, of course, well, maybe it's not of course, but the exception is if there's a mitzvah sayom, if a pidyon haben comes out on Friday, or a bris milah comes out on Friday, so then you could have a seuda gedola, even yosef meharogil, because the mitzvah came out that day. And so hu adin, for b'nei mukafin, this year Friday, so it's the mitzvah sayom, so there is a lechatchila to start before chatzos, But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Tonight, the Shaila comes up and the post can deal with, let's say people go to friends or relatives or parents or grandparents, they go to Yerushalayim and they don't become Mukav Ben Yomo. They go on Friday, they sleep here in Beit Shemesh, let's say Thursday night, and they go on Friday to join their whomever for the Suda. So now, their Lechora, that's the question posed to the Poskim. Those people reading a Suda Gedola, Yosemi HaRogil, the people in Yerushalayim are allowed to, that's a Mitzvah Sayom, but for the Bnei Kfarim coming in, to them it's not a Mitzvah Sayom. So can they join in the Suda and eat a Suda Gedola? So there's various angles which the Poskim discuss it. First, so many different angles. Can you join a Suda Gedola if you eat a Suda Regila? So you're careful and you don't eat like a big, unusual Suda, but you're joining a Suda Gedola. That's one question. Can you eat a Suda Gedola if you don't wash? And this way you'll think you'll solve the problem. So there's, again, there's a discussion, because nowadays a lot of people never wash. So, and they eat their full, and so that's, they're eating a Suda Gedola even without washing. But the main issue that the place can deal with is it like a bris milah that, let's say, the 9 days? Or, like, everybody can join, because everybody's partake, not everybody, but you can widen the circle, even people who didn't make the siyum, even people who are not making the bris, but they're joining in the Suda's mitzvah. So is it the same thing or it's not the same thing? I'm joining someone else's Suda's mitzvah biyomo. So there's a chilek, let's say, there's an obvious chilek which you could say. I don't know if it's compelling to say it, but you certainly could say a chilek that if there's a suda l'kavod of bris milah, so everybody is joining in that suda l'kavod of bris milah. Mashenkein, the suda of Suda's Purim, that's like a kakafta de gavri. That's like my personal mitzvah to eat a suda. I'm not eating a suda l'kavod of mitzvah sayom. I'm eating a suda because that is my mitzvah sayom. So it's not your mitzvah sayom. So that's the shaila. There are some mekilim. He brings down here, I don't know if the accuracy of it, but he brings down the Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it's mutter, and other poskim said it's osur, and it's a problem. So then they discuss it from one more angle. I'll mention that, let's say, the people would be eating the suda alone, and you're like sort of making their Suda's Purim by joining in with them. And Rashi says in the Megillah that part of the simcha engendered by the Suda is to have people gather together to eat the Suda. You can't really be Sameach yourself. You can be an Ogel yourself. Yeshev Bodod V'yidom. You want to be yourself. You don't want to have people there intruding on your Avelus. Other people would be the Nichum. They would come to be menachem you, but you want to be alone. But by a simcha, Rashi says in the Megillah, mishpacha mishpacha, Rashi says mishpachas gathered together and eat the suda. So someone would be alone. This is especially acute if it's kibbutz, let's say, parents or in-law, you know. So that's especially acute if they'd be alone and they want you to come. What?
Rabbi.
Well, you have to decide if the, yeah, if the rabbi is happy to see you or not. That you have to discern. I can't, I certainly, I'm sincere that I invite people to come, but my cheshbon is the only people that are going to come, if anybody comes, are the people I would enjoy seeing. That's my cheshbon. Yeah, and Echanami, that's what the Paiskim talk about at Mitzad. If you're marbe, the simcha of the other person, does that make it into a Suda's mitzvah for you too? And you can also participate. So, okay, see, I don't know, what's the final psakalacha? You cannot overeat, which anyway, never a good idea. So you could always eat, make it a Suda Regila. But it's not so possible, because you're joining a Suda Gedola. Then you could not wash, or you could just be soimach on the matirim, and certainly if you're being marbe in the simcha of the person making the suda, there's certainly much more makom lahakel. I think, really, that, you know, when we talk about zilzul of Shabbos, that everything is a zilzul of Shabbos. You're not talking about, like, an isser to eat, like, you know, basul b'chol of midrabanon. You're not talking about an isser d'rabanon to eat. You're talking about something that's more, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to be accused of being a reform rabbi. It's not a hard and fast Isser Drabonon, like an Isser. It's you know, you're supposed to be Nizra for Kavod Shabbos. So I like that. So what's the head of a Sudas Mitzvah? That it's not a Zilzul to Shabbos if what you're involved in, you know, you should always have in mind to be able to prepare for Shabbos and to be able to eat the Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon. The question is, like, if it's a zilzul to the Chatzchila make a party, you know, to make a big Suda. But I think if it's a mitzvah, so it's not considered a zilzul to Shabbos, because you're involved in a mitzvah, so I think it could really be makel the Chihai Gavna. If the person is going to be Paris Mapum with Kadesh, then the issue is not even an issue, because that's going to become his Suda Shabbos. So he's going to. But that you're not a person in a ear prosim is not going to join in the suda that's going to morph into suda Shabbos. So
unless he stays,
right?
For Ben Yudal to eat a little bit more in Shushan Purim anyway.
That's a very good point Reb Naftali's making. The Mishnah Berurah says mitzvah laharbos katzas besuda beis hayomim, but apparently the Poskim did not consider that enough to be matir a suder yoser gedola meharogil on tesvav for a ben yudalid, but it's a very, very good point. Apparently, it's not that madrega of a mitzvah, because they don't really. I haven't seen that in the halachic literature.
But we should still do that in Beit Shemesh.
If the Mishnah Berurah says tov, you want to be tov. You don't want to be ra. No, but you don't have to be Yosef Maharog. I mean, he says Marbek Tzas. Maybe, you know, if you really want to be frum, so you'll juggle and you'll do Yarbek Tzas, but it won't be enough to be Yosef Maharogil. What? That's not an Eitzah. Suda Yosef Gedoyle Maharogil, you can't even do in the morning. Only if it's a Mitzvah Sayom.
Oh, even for Shushan Purim in Beit Shemesh, that still wouldn't count if you had a big
bracket. Well, yes, but that's why I'm not Yosef Maharogil. Can't do in the morning. But that's what Nathalie is asking if the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a mitzvah laharbos besuda beis hayomim. So the Chora, but they don't consider it a mitzvah of that madrega. So how do you do Yarbek Tzas and not Yosef Maharogil? That's a good question. I don't know. But when the Poskim talk about this issue, they don't bring this down as an easy heter, so to speak. Okay, good. Yishkoyach. So we're in the Chavis Alvavus, we're in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, we're in Cheshbon number 12, I believe, 13. And he's saying how you have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh if your kolchos and energy and cup, and charitzus, he calls it. You're figuring out how to do things in the best possible way. If it's in your money-making capacity or any olam hazeh thing, or if you expend that much energy and thought and time and figuring out to your eternal olam haba position. So he talks he talks about moisturous, and he talks about you get into it and you need more and more money and really you should be stopping from what. And then so then he says as follows: Hello, Toketzachi, wake up. Tirech Chisaron, Mashacharatzta Olav. See the problem with what you struggle with, what you put your time and effort and energy into. Umiharta Olav, Lahamid Gufcha Alinyono. I said, Lo Tashma Dachal Chavroso. It's not gonna, you know, even in the best oifen, it's not gonna be with you too long. A very short life, relatively speaking. Kimz Manmuot. You have aggravation. If you eat too much, whether it's food or money, you know, yechle, im yirav, too little, yechlash, im talbisheli yotzim itzarko, yokuz, im tanachan erim, it's tar. It's very hard to find a balance, and you're putting your efforts into something that's not clear how much, how little. And it's totally in your brius and your choyli, and it's not even up to you because it's all hakol hamnogas baracha yisala. The aye yisro nafshecha, and why aren't you thinking about the supremacy of your soul over your body? Umailas olama, which is olam haba, al olamo, olam hazeh, va'alosa miyiridoso, v'ruch neyuso, migashmuso, va'amidoso, michalifoso, v'kiyuma, mihipazdo. It's a very poetic way of saying, like, why aren't you thinking about your eternal life and putting your energies into things that are eternal, not temporary? With all of its weakness and its chomer, and you really don't determine your ultimate success or not. So, this is really the point of number 13. That's going to stay with you forever and ever and ever and ever. You have been told to be the captain of the hanhogo of your nefesh, ulayim b'tikuneho, and to look into what benefits it, b'knos ha-chochmos v'habinos, k'mo sh'nemar emes k'nei v'al timkor, k'nei chochma k'nei bino, k'no chochma matov mechorutz, v'omar k'ein dei chochma l'nafshecha, v'omar im chochamto, chochamto loch, klomar, sh'akinyonim haruchniyim heim sholcho. This is something no one can take away from you. You're not going to leave it off when you get to the grave. No one can take it away from you. Which can be the case, but kinyanim hagufiyim. V'tochaltobo haromesha v'tocholos ki lo yaspik lo mimine kinyanim u'uma. We'll stop here. I'm sorry, we'll continue.